and welcome to the All It Takes is a Goal podcast. If you're new around here, I'm a late bloomer who discovered the power of goals in his mid-30s. Now I'm on a furious mission to create the accelerators I wish I had in my 20s. I'm your host, John Acuff, and today I'm going to teach you the five types of goals you should always have and why the most ignored of the five is also the most important. You're going to be really surprised at which type of goal most people ignore. Nobody thinks about this type of goal, but everybody should. It's the new year, and I want to help you accomplish every goal, every resolution, whatever word you use for an accomplishment this year. That's why for the next few weeks, we're doing a special series called Fail-Proof Resolutions. Over a 6-episode arc, I'll give you the tools you need to finish the goals you care about the most in 2024. Last week, we talked about what it takes to come up with a big list of goals, including 3 unexpected questions that make all your goals easier. These episodes are designed to be standalone, so that if this is your first time listening to my podcast, maybe you saw me speak at a live event and you worried, oh wait, did I miss something? I don't want to jump into the middle of a series. No sweat. You can listen to all of these standalone, but definitely feel free to go back through the other episodes to get the full experience. We'll link them in the show notes so it's super easy. This week, we're continuing the series with an episode about the 5 types of goals you should always have. What I found over the years is that one of the reasons people have a hard time accomplishing goals is that they don't know how to break a big goal into small, manageable pieces. They say, I want to write a book. I've always wanted to write a book, but I don't know where to start. Or I want to start a business. I've always known I could start a business, but I don't know the first step. Because those are big goals, right? It's like staring at Mount Everest and not knowing how to climb up it. That's what's so magical about categories. Categories are the first step to transforming big goals into doable actions. Categories chop up your massive list of goals into more manageable chunks. So what categories should you use? The 5 that I've had the most success with and seen other people succeed with are 5 different games. I can call them 5 different types, 5 different games. I prefer the word game because it makes it easier to think about my goals. It sets me at ease right away. I mean, a game piques your sense of curiosity instead of rattling your fear of commitment. Some people don't like the word goal. I've found that over the years. Some people, there's baggage around that. They think of like a drill sergeant, a teacher that was really mean, and the word goal has baggage. So I like to use the word game a lot of times because it eases me into the conversation. And if you've heard me talk about the 5 games before, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But keep listening. I'm going to blow your mind with new data about one of the games and give you some ideas that are going to be really helpful. The 5 games are, 1, career. 2, financial. 3, relationships. 4, health. And 5, fun. Every specific goal, task, project, mission you can come up with will fit in one of those 5 games. So here's how they break down. Career. If you want a promotion, if you want to level up to senior executive or want to grow your freelance design business, if you want to build a makeup platform online as an influencer, if you want to get more comfortable leading meetings at work, play a career game. Financial. If you want to get out of debt, if you want to retire comfortably, if you want to buy a mountain or a beach house, if you want to pay for your kids' college, if you want to figure out Bitcoin, play a financial game. Relationships. If you want to repair a broken marriage, if you want to get married, if you want to be a better husband, dad, mother, son, daughter, maybe for you, the pandemic made you realize, whoa, I need more friends because working from home is lonely. The joke I always do is that I know I'm lonely when I overtalk the UPS guy. Like when the UPS guy comes to the door with a package and I'm like, hey, how's everybody? How the kids? How's Pam? And he's like, dude, I just want to leave this package. That's the end of our relationship. It's time for me to invest in relationships and play a relationship game. The 4th one, health. If you want to fit back into some pair of jeans or finally sign up for a marathon or lower your cholesterol, or maybe you want to improve how your knees feel. Maybe you want to do a better job of managing your anxiety. Maybe health for you is about mental health. All you do is play a health game. And the last one is fun. You play a fun game. This is the final catch-all game. Anything that doesn't easily fit into the first 4 lands here. Do you want to illustrate children's books? Do you want to learn how to knit? Do you want to read the whole Bible in a year? Do you want to train a Rhodesian Ridgeback because you grew up with that kind of dog as a kid? I've always wanted a Rhodesian Ridgeback. They are the coolest looking dogs. They originally bred to hunt lions in Africa. So I don't know that I need one here in Nashville because very rarely do I encounter a lion. But I would occasionally, I see one, I'm like, man, I know it. I'd be terrible at raising a Rhodesian Ridgeback. Do you want to learn a new language? Do you want to do watercolor? Play a fun game. So now, when you have a list of goals, I want you to have a quick win. Here's a quick win. So let's say you come up with a big list of goals for 2024 and you're like, these are all the things I want to do. It's really easy to label your list. What if you just said, okay, I'm going to break down my list according to those five games so I can really see what's going on in my life. And all you do is say career and you put a C by one of the items that fit career. You'd put a dollar sign by financial. You'd put an R by relationships. You'd put an H by health. You'd put an F by fun. And I'd encourage you to do it quickly. I mean, there's only five choices and you really can't even get it wrong because it's your list. It's not anyone else's. If you pick financial for one of your goals, I'm not going to judge you and be like, man, you should have labeled that a career game. Are you for real right now? It's your game. So here are a few real games I'm playing this year. Relationships. Call mom every Friday. I realized that with the busyness of life, I can often go weeks without talking to my mom, and she won't be around forever. And I want to have a strong relationship with her where she feels loved. And so guess what I did? I made it a goal. That's something I do with every part of my life. That's why I wrote the book, All It Takes Is a Goal. You can find that anywhere books are sold. Anything you desire can be accomplished. All it takes is a goal. You take this thing and then you turn it into a goal. That's what I did with relationships. I picked Friday because that's her day off from work. So I call my mom every Friday. Fun goal. Came up with a fun goal. I'm going to read 88-ish books. I love to read. I was the kid in elementary school who brought books to sleepovers. Anyone else do that? Super nerdy, right? I know. One of my goals this year is to read 88-ish books. I post them on Goodreads. You can see the whole list there. That's a fun goal to me. I said ish because the exact number always floats a bit based on the year. My career goal, plan tomorrow today. I want to plan tomorrow today. This is going to blow your mind, but my job goes better when I plan my days ahead of time. I mean, what? Go figure. Isn't that crazy? One of my goals this year is to get into the habit of planning tomorrow today. My health goal. I want to move 1,100 miles. I love to track all my running and walking with Strava. It's one of my favorite apps. And I wear a Garmin watch. And I enjoy seeing how much I can walk and run every year. Now, my goal for 2024 is to move 1,100 total miles, which breaks down to 650 miles of running and 450 miles of walking. And then my financial goal, I've got a specific net revenue goal for my business. I've got a specific goal. If you have a side hustle or own a business, you probably do too. I also have a savings goal and a reducing expenses goal, both of which fit firmly into the financial game. It's so easy to label your list. It doesn't take any time at all. And when you do this step, you'll get a priority checkpoint. Because remember, the first priority checkpoint we talked about last week was whether you'll write down a goal or not. If you won't even write your goals down, you don't care about those goals, don't worry about them. Those goals aren't for you. Don't let them distract you. But if you write something down, it means you got a little skin in the game. It means you might actually do it. And this is another checkpoint. This is another checkpoint for you to go, okay, wow, will I label them? Will I actually sit down and go, okay, this is a goal that matters to me? And when you break up your list into sections like financial, health, et cetera, you will instantly notice if things are a little out of balance. What happens in this stage is that there's usually one category for people that always looks anemic. Like there's one super skinny category that we either forget or we just think doesn't matter. And I've actually tested this with lots and lots of people. And it's always the same category. Can you guess what it is? I did a test last summer of this theory because I wanted to make sure I was really seeing what I thought I was seeing. I asked hundreds of people what their goals were, and then I categorized them according to the five games. Here's what the results were. So there were 21 financial goals. So there were 21 different financial goals represented in the study, ranging from save for retirement to pay off debt to replace my vehicle. The next biggest category for people were fun goals. There were 49 fun goals. In all these different goals, there were 49 fun goals ranging from learn to paddleboard, to get a puppet performance ready, to live in an RV full time, to write a book. The next biggest category that people are pursuing were career goals. There were 50 different career goals ranging from pass the CPA exam to grow my coaching business to earn the incentive trip with my company. The biggest category of goals that people were pursuing were health goals. There were 64 different health goals ranging from losing weight to doing yoga for 30 days to reducing stress. So I've named four of the five games. Can you guess which one is missing? Relationships. There were only four relationship goals in the entire list. So out of 188 goals that people told me, I surveyed my audience and said, what goals are you working on? Only four of them were relationship focused. That's about 2% of the list. The wild thing about that is most of us would say, people are important to me. We'd say that out loud. We'd say people are very important to me. But our goals often don't reflect that. It's even wilder to think about this when you consider the dangers of isolation and loneliness. I mean, for the first time ever, the Surgeon General of the United States has laid out a framework to deal with social connection. He warned, quote, given the significant health consequences of loneliness and isolation, we must prioritize building social connection the same way we have prioritized health issues such as tobacco, obesity, and substance use disorders. When you do this exercise, you'll get a really clear picture of where you need to add some goals or maybe remove some too. So the first two steps to fail-proof your New Year's resolutions is to write your list. You got to write your list of goals. And the second is to label your list. Use those categories to very easily label your list. You can use the games. You could use other categories. I prefer the five games because it's so simple. And we're going to keep working on our resolutions together over the next few weeks. Like, I'll keep sharing ideas about this because whenever you get serious about changing your life or serious about your goals, it gets challenging. It does. There's always a few obstacles you have to deal with. You have to, for instance, stop feeling overwhelmed by having too many goals. You have to face perfectionism. Anybody here struggle with perfectionism? Yeah, me too. You have to push through procrastination. You have to avoid burnout. If any of those obstacles have kicked your butt in the past, check out the Guaranteed Goals community. It's a year-long program where me, my team, and hundreds of other people from around the world cheer you on as you finish your goals. There are more than 100 videos that you get instant access to, covering everything from maximizing productivity with weekly planning to building a life plan in two simple steps. There's also 12 live events with me spread throughout the year, so you never lose sight of your goal because we keep working on it together. Best of all, there are two things you won't find in most courses: accountability and consistency. Those were two of the biggest challenges we heard when we surveyed people working on their goals. People said goals are hard to work on by myself and it's challenging to stay consistent. That's why we have 12 accountability check-ins spread throughout the year. That's why we have monthly momentum challenges where we all come together and say, okay, this month we're going to practice consistency by decluttering for 10 minutes every day or encouraging one person we know every day. Consistency isn't something you're born with. It's something you can learn. And the best way to learn it is inside a community. If you've tried other programs and they haven't worked, so have I. That's why we designed the Guaranteed Goals community like nothing you've ever experienced. If you're curious, check out johnacuff.com/goals. It's johnacuff.com/goals. January is a slingshot month. You can do goals all year, but this is the most powerful month to give yourself the greatest shot at success. Don't miss it. Invest in yourself, invest in your goals, invest in your future. Join the Guaranteed Goals community today. In next week's episode, we'll talk about how to turn your goals into a checklist so that you can actually accomplish them. Don't miss that one. Thank you for listening to today's episode. We'll put all the links in the show notes as always. And thank you for reviewing my podcast. The reviews you write are super encouraging. Here's one I saw recently. This feels like insight from a friend. All It Takes a Goal feels very similar to a conversation with a good friend. John will give you guidance, mix in some humor, but ultimately the work is still up to you. If you're looking to achieve more in your life, this podcast is worth your time. Thank you for writing that. That is super encouraging. Please make sure you subscribe or follow or whatever it is the kids are saying these days. And please write a review. I'll see you next week. And remember, all it takes is a goal.
Thanks for listening. To learn more about the All It Takes Is a Goal podcast and to get access to today's show notes and exclusive content from John Acuff, visit acuff.me/podcast. Thanks again for joining us. Be sure to tune in next week for another episode of the All It Takes Is a Goal podcast.